keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Eighteen after the hour on a free-for-all Friday. That hotline number is 888-900-9966. Phil is checking in from Richland. Phil, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve, are you familiar with chain migration?
With chain migration?
Yes.
Good. Fill me in. Enlighten me.
Well, in 1965, a wonderful senator named Teddy Kennedy and the Democrats passed a deal that said if people got into the United States, they were able to bring in their aunts, their uncles, their cousins, their
kind of what
cousins,
we're doing now.
Grandparents.
Yeah, kind of what we're doing now. What's your point?
My point is, we're not talking 800,000 people here, Steve. We're talking these people will be allowed to bring in their grandparents, their third cousins, and all these other people. So we're talking 10, maybe 20 million people. And number two, we don't owe these people anything, nothing.
No, you may be accurate there.
All the tax money that all these municipalities are having to spend to educate these people and take care of them and the welfare and all this sort of thing.
Well, Phil, in fairness, hold on, I got to jump in there. In fairness, a lot of these municipalities are bringing these people under their wing because they vote for them and they're excited to have them there. And that's why we keep having them, Phil. So you're right, the municipalities pay for them, but those in charge of those places seem to be okay with it, Phil. I got to run. I greatly appreciate it. If chain immigration is part of the deal, then we should eliminate that portion of it based on what I've learned so far. You may have heard yesterday there was a fair and affordable reform package put forth for auto no-fault here in Michigan. As the battle over no-fault seems to be heating up this year more than it has in quite some time. There have been arguments back and forth over the years, but right now people are lining up and taking sides. John Cornack is the president of the Eisenhower Center and CPAN. He says this is a great idea for fair and affordable no-fault reform. He's back on the program. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right, so tell me about this package. It has some key provisions here. Tell us about some of the high points that you think people need to know about.
Well, I think they need to know most that it's still unlimited health care, so they're still going to get their health care if they're catastrophically injured in an accident. I mean, that's the biggest piece. That's the one that we are here to protect to make sure that folks who are catastrophically injured can use the $20 billion fund called the MCCA. That's what we put money into every year. That's why it's growing so rapidly. And that's probably the biggest piece of auto insurance that you can rely on and count on is the one that can save your life. The other part of this is it's a bipartisan. So we have Republicans and Democrats that they're trying to do the right thing for the people of Michigan. It makes it more fair. And that's really what we're looking for. We're still trying to be a reasonable and necessary model, which means that it's only reasonable and necessary services that are rendered in the healthcare side. So that's really what it's all about. And as we dug deeper on our side, we had a gentleman, an expert called Doug Heller, and he looked at things and he saw that, you know, women were being charged more than men. Now, that shouldn't be a big surprise. It just should still be.
No, hold on. In car insurance, they're being charged more?
Oh yeah, it's horrific, you know. And then as soon as they lose their spouse, if a woman loses her spouse and becomes a widow, she pays more.
Now, why is that?
Even a good driver with bad credit pays more.
I never agreed with using your credit score to determine whether you could drive. By the way, I don't think that's appropriate. But why would women be charged more for car insurance than men? That sounds highly unusual to me.
Well, it does sound highly unusual, and under the law, the no-fault law, it's actually legal. What we ask the insurance companies, whether it's legal or not, it's whether it's right. And so they can use many different factors to, you know, up these rates. And I think that's what's been happening over the years, especially in Michigan, because they want it to change so dramatically, the insurance industry. They're putting a lot of pressure on the average price, and they just keep raising the rates because they know Michigan will scream out.
Well, there's a lot going on here, John, as you know, but Bill Schuette announcing for governor this week says he is opposed to the current no-fault system, says it should be gotten rid of. People say that we pay more than $1,000 more than the national average. Based on what I've seen, there is truth to that, so we need some pricing adjustability.
Yeah, we agree with that. CPAN agrees with that as well, but I mean, Mr. Schutte said he pays, $1,000 more than the average. And I mean, I would be interested to see his doc, which is what we call a sheet from the insurance industry. But to, pay $1,000 more than the average, you'd have to be a woman. And I don't think Mr. Schutte's a woman.
Well, here's my question. I mean, if this gets pushed out of the way, if no default gets changed, what happens to that $20 billion? What happens to the fund that you and I have paid into for all these years? Now, I know, there are others that are staunchly against this, a lot of folks. And I think that auto no fault is more likely to be changed than not this year because of the big push from so many different angles. And, of course, you oppose that because of the research that's done, the people that are helped, the people that are treated in home and so forth, things that Medicaid doesn't do. Michigan people treated better after they have a traumatic accident. So what do you do? How do you defend yourself?
Well, I tell you, that $1 billion, Steve, not everyone knows this, but it goes back to the insurance industry. It doesn't come back to the driver. And if it goes away, you're right. You end up going into Medicaid. You lose everything. These catastrophic injuries are expensive. And so you buy down your assets. And just like any other state, you go on welfare and you end up kind of living on the streets and having a bad day. And that's what we're trying to do in Michigan is, it's a beautiful state. We'd like them all to have a good day. That's kind of why we do other stuff we do here in the state of Michigan.
Don't want people to be a ward of the state. Now, there's a lot of things I want to talk to you about, but unfortunately, the pressing issues have gotten the best of our time. But what I'd like to do is have you back again soon because I want to talk to you about some of the great things you're doing with head injuries, with a new facility you have in Florida with the National Football League and the Players Association, part of your makeup. But we have to leave it there for today, John, just because the pressing issues of politics seem to have gotten the best of us. But let's have you back here in the next few days to talk more about auto no fault and the good things that you're doing at the Eisenhower Center. How about that?
I'd love to do that, Steve. We'll talk about that myopia stuff we got going on.
All right. Sounds good. John Kornack is the president of the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, where they do incredible things with people that have had traumatic brain injuries and other issues. He's also the president of CPAN. Quick break right now. We'll have a different point of view on auto no fault insurance from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce after the break. Sit tight.